So we, I guess, kind of to follow up. I really didn't talk much about the other guys earlier. Carl Lawson in the fourth round really provided a player that has played on his feet, played outside in the 3-4 defense there at Auburn, and we really feel has the versatility here to kind of be one of those swing guys and. Teach him to play linebacker in our defense as well as be an opportunity as a down guy on third downs and in passing situations. Josh Malone really has kind of came on at Tennessee and is a guy who really likened to some of the young receivers we've had here in the past who really kind of continued to mature and ascend once they got here. And so we're excited about him. He's got great vertical speed, big catch radius. He's done a nice job there at Tennessee in an offense where they did a good job throwing the football. And so you can see that in the coaching. Ryan Glasgow is a hard playing interior lineman from Michigan. Gives you a great day's work all the time. And really a great guy to give you energy on the football team, and really provide some depth and pushing others at his spot. Jake Elliott, we went into this off season, and obviously looking at where we were a year ago, and signing our kicker back from the end of the year, and. But it gives us an opportunity to take a good look at another prospect and a chance to compete. And, we really did an extensive study on these collegiate guys this year. And we really feel good about how Jake came through it and, decided to put our chip on him there. J.J. Dillman is a guy, a good big physical kid from Utah, played center there, and really they had an outstanding offensive front there, and he was kind of leader of the bunch and a physical player, and we really feel good about him coming in and competing with our interior guys and adding depth as well there. And then Brandon Wilson. Jordan Evans, who we draft there in the sixth round, is a big athletic linebacker from Oklahoma. He was a guy that didn't get a combine invite, really our scouts and coaches had, he stood out both in his play and then his postseason work. And so we really got opportunity to bring him in here, get him physical, spend time with him and so forth, and really felt like he warranted a pick there. He can really run. He's good range, understands the passing game very well. So we're excited about him. Brandon Wilson, very similar type prospect at University of Houston. And again, wasn't voted or, asked, invited to the combine. And a guy who we did a lot of work on and just got incredible measurables coming out of University of Houston. And we'll have an opportunity to compete in the back end at the safety spots. And also, obviously can make or break himself by how he does on special teams, both those two young guys, the linebacker and the safety. We really felt like their physical tools lend well to that. And then lastly, we finished it up with Mason Schreck, tight end from Buffalo. And big kid, physical kid, good receiver of the football, just probably a good all-around prospect and a good young guy to have in the fold and to compete there at that spot. So, I think we really were blessed the way the draft fell for us. We're able to take, basically the best player in our minds available at the time and continue to fall in and fill some of our needs as backups and so forth and the competitiveness of it as you want to put forth on the football team. So I'm excited about that. And, these guys and their traits, their mental aspects of them as well, and they all fit in line and the physical part of the game that they play. So we're really excited about that and feel like it was a really beneficial 3 days. You know, a lot of work goes into it, obviously, by the scouts. The coaches kind of supplement that a little bit when they get involved and so forth, and the reports that are written and filed and the time spent and video and everything. So literally everybody in through the football operations and personnel part and all the work they do. So, you know, give them thanks and congratulations.
It always seems cliche in this every year in this spot. We talk about wanting to get younger and faster. But this year in particular, speed was apparent from the first pick. I mean, you got three or four picks that all were at the top of their position in speed. Was that the number one thing for you guys this offseason?
Well, I don't know if it's number one, but it was a big part, as I said earlier. I think it was important to do. And these guys both fit us as position players, and then obviously with their, you know, with their physical measurables were, and so that you know worked well, and you know that's part of it, you know, with today's NFL we measure speed every day on the field, and so we got to make sure that we feel good about it.
Is that part of it where it's keeping up with the changing of the league? Maybe, I mean.
Well, there's an evolution. I think there's been an evolution in college football. It's only natural the NFL follows suit.
How important was marrying though the speed with production? Because it's one thing to take totally raw guys who may just have a straight line, but while these guys have the clock speed, they also produce on the field.
Well, I think that's most important for us, you know, that the production, you know, marries up with the time speed. And, you know, that's the hardest part. You know, people, we don't play football in shorts. And, you know, the thing that we've elevated the combine to such a big, huge deal. And that's just one part of the puzzle and one part of the confirmation of things. But the tape is so, you know, matters so much. And you try to encourage all the time when coaches ask you to talk to their underclass players and if they would prepare as hard for their final college season as they do for the things that come postseason, that they'd have a better, you know, season probably, because, you know, they really prepared hard for now, and, you know, from their season until now. And now we've got to get them ready to play football.
It's always a rarity. It's always a rarity when you trade up.
Well, we, you know, as you, you know, anytime I think you trade ahead, trade forward, you're kind of you're targeting a player because you're not going to make the trade unless your guy's there. And so we just felt like that, you know, in that case, you know, Brandon, you know, fit us at a good spot. And we hadn't taken a player at that position and that he would have an opportunity to come in and, you know, really, you know, make us better and have an opportunity to make us better, I should say, with his competing with the guys in the back.
How challenging was preparing for and executing today? All the extra picks with a lot more trading going on everywhere. Was this a different day to prepare for you guys than in previous years even?
Well, we went in the, you know, when you go into the day with 9 picks and you know, so that is a lot. There's no question about that. And, you know, by trading up, I guess we only ended up with 8. But, you know, yeah, it was a busy day for Duke on the phone and so forth. And, you know, for the 1 or 2, you know, 3 moves, whatever we made this time, you know, we sought out a few others and everybody seeks us out, you know, time and time again. I mean, when you literally field a phone call from a team and ask you if you're willing to move back to their spot, and you say, no, we're going to stay here and make the pick likely. And then they say, well, if you don't want to do that, do you want to come up to our other spot? You want to come up from your other pick to this spot? Because, you know, so, you know, because we don't feel good where we are either way, I guess. So, you know, but a lot of that going on and for whatever reason, you know. But I think it keeps people busy. Maybe there's people, you know, that maybe that's part of their role. And so they figure that out.
Willie Anderson said he reached out to you and kind of vouched for Lawson. I mean, obviously film speaks the loudest, but how much weight does something like that hold when a guy that you know and trust sets up for a kid?
You know, it's great. But we're not, you know, unfortunately, we can't base it on, you know, a guy's appraisal like that. But that's great that Willie felt good about it. And I think that makes you feel good, you know, because I told Willie that, you know, he was our target. And and it worked out.
January at the Senior Bowl combine, the idea of trading comp picks was what can be done. A lot of them were moved around. As you guys saw it play out, did it really affect things, or was it, how did you see?
I don't know. I you know, I was one that I really didn't think it was something we needed to be able to do, but you know, obviously I was in the minority probably with that. So people feel there's a value to them. Obviously there's a value to the third, fourth round comp picks, because they come before the round, the next round. So, but I think when we start trading sixth and seventh round comp picks, I mean, you know, we're really, you know, we're shooting in the dark a little bit.
You didn't sense that anybody got taken out for money, did you? That the guys you wanted seemed to be there. I mean, it didn't seem like anybody was.
Is that what your cup said outside the room? Oh, you've got a bug now.
No,
no. I mean, I think when you get later in the draft, I think it's even harder to figure out who a target may be for a club. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think a lot of people go into when we have the entire overnight to think about it. Now that we have these, you know, these big gaps in between from Thursday evening to Friday to, you know, Friday night to, you know, early or late Friday night to Saturday at noon, you know, teams have more time to think about it and try to figure out who the targets may be. And, you know, the good thing I would say that when there was, I counted up, there was 113, we were on the 112th pick. And there were 12 players picked that were outside the first three rounds of our board. And so I feel pretty good about that. So that means that, you know, basically our evaluations were very much in line with the rest of the league, which is good. I mean, that's the thing that you're always checking. I mean, you don't want to have that where, you know, there's been, you know, 25 guys picked from over here on this side of the board. And, you know, we had rated lower. And so that was good. That there was just, you know, that few of guys, you know, that were picked outside of maybe where our grades, you know, where we had come to a conclusion on them.
At what point, we've talked a lot about this in this process because you had so many picks, but now that they're here, now that you have the names and you can look at the new roster, I mean, what goes through your head? Because you do now start thinking of, man, that's a lot of competition, and it's a lot of wondering how we get down to 53 from here.
It is a lot of competition. There's no question about that, Paul. It's you know, and hopefully it opens some eyes, you know, and so, but it is, it's a lot of, and that's good. That's, you know, nobody should be guaranteed, and you know, it's an opportunity that we have to, you know, push to get better, and we'll get better with playmaking ability, with speed, with athleticism, and so forth, and you know, so those are good things.